Yeah, I'll just get my stuff out to the car. KO4HX.
So the other day said they were doing away with that diesel 6.7 and all the manufacturers were going to a bigger one.
Who, Ford?
Yeah, bigger ones. Duramax is going to be up to like an 8.3 liter diesel. Kiss.
What, 600 and something horsepower, right?
I can't remember the specs, but they're already at 600 horsepower and 1,200 foot-pounds of torque out of the 6.7. So it's going to be ungodly. I'll have to look it up again today and see what I can find out.
It has a little bit more to do with quality and reliability, because when you we push a 6.7 that hard, you're going to have reliability issues. My money is on they go to an 8-liter and keep the output the same. So they don't have so many problems, because, you know, the 6.7 and both the Ford and the Rams have become very problematic over the last few years as they try to push these numbers higher.
And right now, they're pushing them so hard, you're getting so much horsepower per displacement that it's crazy, and they're not surviving with the new technology, the direct fuel injection, where it's taking oil off the cylinder walls and the cylinder deactivation is... It's just all garbage right now.
They increase the displacement to reduce the the output per liter, and that's go easier on the engine. I can see them doing that. If they go to 8 liters and want to push it to 800 horsepower and 1,500 foot pounds of torque, I mean, you may as well just be driving a tractor trailer.
Do you even need a medium duty class truck anymore where pickup trucks are at?
Displacement, will that let you get like a higher gear ratio and be able to get better fuel mileage?
It may in some instances, but you're walking a fine line there.
Are those engines like an inline six, or is it like a V something?
The Cummins are V8s. The Cummins still inline six.
This new stuff at just the hotshot industry, because that's been explosive over the past few years.
Yaris got you that time.
I wonder if they're targeting this new thing at the hotshot industry, because that's been so, have such explosive growth over the last few years.
Something to do with it.
I was saying, led me to believe that they ain't even going to make the 6.7 anymore, is that right?
Discontinue it next year, I believe. Help them with the rollback in emissions standards, because when you go to a bigger displacement, that is one of the problems, is you got more emissions.
The trucks will cost $200,000 now, too.
Especially since they took the EV out of the CAF calculation, and then they still got to, as of right now, I believe, they still got to meet that 49-gallon miles per gallon in 2030, I believe it is.
Have the trucks because they have a gross weight over 8,800 pounds.
Where it's at anymore. Like I said, I might have to go refresh on that one.
That gross weight over which they don't have to include the vehicle in this CAF calculation, because it's just, it's not meant to be a passenger vehicle.
Biggest markets.
They're going to have their bro-dozer. These trucks I see around Shelby that have obviously never done a minute's work of actual work in their lives.
Queens is what we call them. Feel like they do a lot of work with all the add-ons and craziness they do to them. And then your owner gets out, he's got his nice, clean Carhartts on. And they sure want to put on the presentation. And the money they spend on that stuff is just what's crazy. I mean, you could retire off what some of those trucks they got in them.
If you get a fully loaded Ram, you're over $100,000, and then they're going to put another $50 to $100 in modifications to make it look cool, and just drive it around town, show it off, and never use it for anything. Have trouble putting food on the table. That's what's wrong with society right now.
Off, because I don't know why it's going off so often, but yeah, hang on one sec.
Right. I think that's wrong with society right now. If I could talk this morning.
Probably misplaced. I think I've got my digipeater turned on, and it's probably digipeating a bunch of packets or something.
Middle button on the right, and turn it off. Of course, you probably know that if you're on the 710.
Yeah.
Say 7-3. Everybody have an awesome day. And I guess I catch you guys back here in the morning. KN4 TSW.
7-3, Ken. Have a great day. Be safe out there. KO4HK.
Great day. We'll talk to you later. WTHKT.
2SWJ.
So we were watching some videos yesterday about how all manufacturers right now having major gasoline engine problems with them, you know, not lasting, the reliability and why, and talking about that in the industry and what it means for them going in, you know, what it's going to cost. So we were discussing that inside of the industry yesterday.
It's disposable, and they've spent so many years taking cost out at the expense of reliability, they've just taken it too far.
Well, that and chasing these crazy horsepower numbers out of just such small displacement. And then you bring in the direct fuel injection where it's spraying fuel directly into the cylinder and washing the cylinder walls down. And you lose your lubrication and you add extra pressure too. So it's just a recipe for disaster.
The fact that you don't get any valve cleaning when you're going direct injection, because normally, you know, the fuel, as it travels through the intake, it will clean the valves off as it evaporates. And so you get, you know, good clean vapor going into the cylinder and valve cleaning at the same time. But you don't get that with direct injection.
True. And that's one of the things it mentioned. And you get cleaning, it's just in the wrong place.
Original EcoBoost engines only last about 100,000 miles is because they went direct injection and they didn't do anything about any of the problems that it creates. So, you know, you've got, you know, a $50,000, $60,000 truck that lasts 100,000 miles before the engine dies.
You got all the thinner oils, too, because they're down to 0W8 now for a weight oil. I mean, why even put oil in it? Well, Eric, I'm going to run in here to the store right quick, and I'll be right back. I'll catch you here in just a minute. KO4HKX.
Scott, you still around?
Yeah, listening to y'all talk about the cars. I don't know a whole as much as y'all do about them, but, you know, it's an interesting conversation.
So now I just don't love them very much at all. You know, it's the whole industry has, you know, gotten to the point where, you know, you can't really work on them yourself anymore. Like, I'm moving, and, you know, we're consolidating in one house, and I'm actually just going to get rid of my jack and my jack stands and all that other stuff because, you know, A, I don't have time to do it myself anymore, and B, you know, it's gotten so difficult. Like, there's nothing I can do on the TV. Even rotating the tires requires special tools to reprogram the tire pressure monitors, so it's like, I'm just not going to bother with it anymore. I'm just going to pay somebody else from now on.
Two on my cars, too. I mean, you know, when I was 16, I had a 1975 Datsun pickup truck and blew a head gasket on it, tore down the entire engine, built it back up, and couldn't get head gasket for it, so I had to use that blue goo stuff, make your own gasket stuff to make the head gasket for it, and that was fun, and learned a lot about engines. But that was a simpler time, 1975 engine, and I did my maintenance on my first pickup truck myself, but ever since then, you know, things have gotten way too complex.
I had a 1992 Ford, and it had a Mazda engine in it, and it came time to do the timing belt, so, you know, I went to the top of the parking deck to get some sunlight, and I jacked it up and popped the cover off, popped the belt off, popped the new one on. It took me about 30 minutes. And, you know, nowadays, you got to tear the whole engine down to get to them.
I mean, I have a hybrid now, and goodness gracious, I wouldn't even know where to begin.
The EV, there's just no maintenance on it. I put new tires on it. I have the tires rotated. I put new windshield wiper blades on it, clean, you know, take the cabin air filter out and replace it, and that's about it. I don't have to do really anything else to this car.
At some point, but not quite there yet. Next car will be an EV after this hybrid dies.
Sure, I am totally done with gas engines. You know, I'll keep my truck to tow my camper with. But for, you know, just driving around, I am 100% finished with gas. It's going to be EV from now on.
Okay. Mowing and yard maintenance and all that stuff, it's all electric and everything. And I'm ready to take the plunge. It's just I couldn't afford it when I bought the hybrid. So next one will be EV.
And now that I'm not driving around the world like I was, I may have to look into it myself.
And it is definitely nice never having to go to a gas station.
It's because there's some shady gas stations out there.
I so seldom have ever had to stop at like a fast charger or anything. You know, even with my 85-mile commute, you know, I never have to go to one of those public charging stations either. I just use the one at work, and I use the one at home. And, you know, I just, it's so nice to never having to worry about it.
One at work you could use has got to be nice.
Easy to replenish what I use to get in, but, you know, I've got, just as a case in point, you know, I've got 103,000 miles on this car already, and I've not seen any battery degradation at all. You know, I still get plenty, you know, my range is basically what it was when the car was new, and I put a new set of tires on it, I'm about to put another set of tires on it. And other than that, just that routine team stuff is all I've had to do to it. And it's just a no-brainer to me. Chevy Volt EUV.
Definitely way less moving parts in an EV than there are in any gasoline internal combustion engine.
Very cheaper to make.
Battery technology is only going to keep increasing right now. That's a big market.
EVs, you can actually get a panel and plug the EV into your, you know, it's got like a two-way charger, so you can actually run your house off of your EV if you need to. It's called V2H, and it's kind of a cool thing.
I'll have you a 30-amp or a 50-amp hookup where you can backfeed into the house. That would be great, and that'd be an awesome extra secondary use of the battery.
5 at 88. Sorry, 86.
HKX, I'm guessing diesel prices are $4.25 a gallon.
5.
Up yesterday, why it was still cheap up here, it's still $3.49.
I'm in Shelby this morning when I left. I'll probably take the truck over there after work and fill it up.
It's absolutely horrendous.
So that's going to add cost to everything.
Suspect when you start a war for no reason.
5 here, I can't imagine what it is out in California.
It has a lot of electric trucks already, so it's probably not that big of a deal. Ports, they're 100% using electric tractors for moving containers and stuff around, and a lot of the in-state trucks, you know, Peterbilt and Kenworth both have really good EV truck platforms already on the road, so I know those are used heavily out in California already.
Hi.
So, a year or 2 years ago, California limited what could actually come in the state, and the ports were all electric. You have to meet enough. They drop a truck somewhere else, trailer somewhere else for another truck to pick up. KO4HKX.
Hey, morning, guys. It's too cloudy and too cold to be in my little short pajamas here. But when I took a quick look, I can see it behind the clouds, but Can't quite make out the blood moon. Should be bright red. Total lunar eclipse, 6 to 7. But worth a try. Yeah, good morning, guys. My son will be there eventually. W4FGM.
Mostly cloudy this morning for the eclipse, W2JKT.
People in Georgia, we get some good pictures of it. It's supposed to be quite a sight. Nice red hue to it. Total lunar eclipse doesn't happen that often, so got up at 6 and ran out on the deck, and it was cold, though. In the dark, I did want to trip and fall off the deck and break my neck with wife in her sleep and find me about 10 this morning when she gets up.
Jump out. I'm here at work now. Y'all have a good day and be safe out there. And good to talk to you this morning. KO4HGX. I'll be clear. 7-3, everybody.
Good, thank you, W4FCM. Listening.
Have a great day, man.
And here at exit 32. A dollar cheaper last week.
Wars were supposed to make it cheaper.
What are you any new wars? November. Is he out or is it just me?
So, I don't know.
It's pushed around all over the place, but I can't see the trees moving because it's still a little too dark, so I'm hoping there's nothing wrong with my car.
My thing on my computer says 7 miles per hour.
Messy down here on the interstate.
There has been a lot of wind, so I wouldn't doubt it.
I'm on my exit here, so I'll sign with you and wish you a good day. I'll be in the office rest this week, so I'll probably catch all you guys tomorrow morning. W2JKT73, I'll be clearing final.
Talk to you tomorrow.